news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Federal prosecutors from the Southern District of New York Monday evening served a wide-ranging subpoena on Donald Trump's inaugural committee, seeking an array of documents, including all information related to inaugural donors, vendors, contractors, bank accounts of the inaugural committee, and any information related to foreign contributors to the committee. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell has more.
One of the most mysterious mountains of money that Donald Trump has raised and controlled is the record $107 million raised by President Trump's inaugural committee, the most any inaugural committee had ever raised. Federal prosecutors in New York City are now trying to trace every penny of that money. The document indicates that prosecutors are investigating crimes related to conspiracy to defraud the United States, mail fraud, false statements, wire fraud, and money laundering.
Delayed for a week due to Trump's government shutdown, the president on Tuesday night delivers his second State of the Union address. This, as a new poll, shows that a majority of voters say they oppose a second term for Trump, disapprove of his 35-day government shutdown over a wall, and worry that the country is on the wrong track. After 2 years in office in which he habitually derided the Democrats as the opposition, his political enemies, and worse, Trump's aides say that the speech will call for bipartisanship and working across the aisle. Perhaps watching the speech with a laugh track would make the thing more bearable. The Democrats' official response will be delivered by Stacey Abrams, the first Black woman major party gubernatorial nominee in U.S. history. Her remarks will be carried live by all the same TV outlets who air the State of the Union address. Senator Bernie Sanders tweeted, quote, "Stacey Abrams is a great choice to deliver the Democratic response. I'm very much looking forward to her speech. For the third year in a row, following the Democratic rebuttal, I'll be on Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube to respond to Trump." Well, the Bernie haters on social media came out swinging, claiming he was trying to steal the spotlight of an African-American woman. Give me a break. It's behavior like this that'll guarantee a second Trump term. Remember the Trump administration's policy of separating children from their parents when they arrive at our border seeking asylum? It was announced Monday that committees in both the House and Senate will hold hearings on the policy. MSNBC's Ali Velshi explained.
The administration does not dispute an inspector general report which says that thousands more migrant children may have been separated beyond the 2,700 children who were removed under the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy in 2018. In the court documents, a top official with Health and Human Services says that even if tracking down the separated children were, quote, within the realm of the possible, her office does not have the resources to do it. League Alert, the ACLU's lead attorney in the suit, said in a statement, quote, "The Trump administration's response is a shocking concession that it can't easily find thousands of children it ripped from parents and doesn't even think it's worth the time to locate each of them."
Now on to Virginia, where embattled Governor Ralph Northam is still refusing to step down, insisting that he doesn't want to be known as a, quote, racist for life. He might want to go back and listen to his story of wearing blackface to compete in a Michael Jackson dance contest and realize that he's too late.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a dance contest. I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk. But then let me tell you what happened. I have a very close friend who was my assistant during the campaign. I don't think he would mind me telling you his name. His name is Seth Opoku-Yeboah. And during some of our long rides around the Commonwealth, the very issue of blackfacing came up. And he really did a good job communicating to me why that's so offensive. And it was actually during that conversation, I said, you know, Seth, I put some polish on my face. I competed in a dance contest dressed up as Michael Jackson. And I said, I assume you probably would think that's offensive. He said, I would. And I said, you know what, Seth? I appreciate you being open with me. I apologize for what I've done in the past, and I can promise you I'll never do that again in the future.
Meanwhile, the right-wing website that first published the racist photo from Northam's medical school yearbook is now targeting Virginia's lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, reporting an accusation of sexual assault in 2004. Fairfax and his office vehemently deny the accusations. And finally, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has shut up the QAnon conspiracy theorist who spread rumors that she was dead by making her first public appearance since undergoing cancer surgery in December. The 85-year-old attended an event called Notorious RBG in Song at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. on Monday night, a musical celebration of her achievements. She underwent a pulmonary lobectomy just a few days before Christmas after doctors discovered cancerous nodules in her left lung. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.